Did you know that there's something you can do that will bring God's blessing on your life and help bring revival around the world and even hasten the day of Jesus' return? When you do this, you also deeply bless God's heart.
So what is it? It's praying for Israel to turn to their Messiah and be saved. Why is it so important? Because God has an incredible plan to bring revival to the whole world, and Israel's salvation is a missing piece in the puzzle.
As Jesus, Yeshua, was entering this city 2,000 years ago, he began to weep. He came to seek and save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But knowing that many would reject him, he said in tears, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing."
But then he made an amazing statement to the people of Israel that affects the whole world. He said to them that they will not see him again until they say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
Since Jesus is returning to Jerusalem, this means that he actually won't return to earth until the Jewish people in Israel welcome him. So the salvation of Israel is an indispensable key for the coming of our Messiah and King and the restoration of all things.
So, how will these people be saved? First, God promised to gather the dry bones of Israel back to their ancient homeland and that the nation of Israel would be reborn. And here we are.
But that's only the first part of the restoration, because God also said that his people would return to Israel still in their sin. But once they'd return, he would breathe his spirit upon them so that they would live.
The Lord has also begun doing that. More so than any time in the last 2,000 years, Israelis are beginning to turn to their Messiah. Here at Tree of Life Ministries in Israel, we see this happening before our eyes.
By God's grace, millions of Israelis have watched our evangelistic and pro-life videos. Thousands have heard the gospel on the streets, and Israelis from every background have come to faith and chosen life.
But we are still facing some major obstacles. The Holocaust, the Crusades, and other calamities have left many Israelis feeling either that God does not exist or that he just doesn't care. Unfortunately, many also believe the old lie that Jesus himself was the cause of all this horrible event. Add on to this that the religious authorities in Israel systematically teach against any possibility of Jesus being the Messiah. And the result is a people, most of whose eyes are still veiled to their Messiah.
But that's where you come into the story, fulfilling a role only you can. In Romans 11, God calls you, followers of Jesus all around the world, to provoke the Jewish people to jealousy and intercede for them, so that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy, finding salvation in Jesus.
There is also an astonishing promise in Romans 11 that once Israel turned to their Messiah, it will bring greater riches and life from the dead to the rest of the world. A revival greater than anything we have ever seen.
When just a small group of Israelis received their Messiah 2,000 years ago, they spread the good news everywhere, and look how many were saved, including you.
But imagine how many multitudes will be swept into the kingdom when all Israel will be saved and will fulfill the original calling to bring God's blessing to the rest of the world.
And imagine you and us, Gentile and Jewish followers of Jesus, working together as one new man in the final glorious harvest. What a grand finale God has planned for us.
So what's the next step? In Isaiah 62, God calls all of us to be watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem, to never keep silent and give him no rest until Israel's salvation shines like a burning torch.
Listen to God's heart for his covenant people as the Apostle Paul expresses it in Romans 10:1. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved."
Is that your heart desire? Is that your prayer? We want to welcome you to our new Tree of Life Israel podcast.
On this podcast, you'll see how God is fulfilling his promises in Israel today. You'll hear some amazing testimonies that will inspire your faith, and you'll get an insider's look into current updates and prayer needs from the harvest fields.
We honestly cannot make it without you, so please sign up for our newsletter at treeoflifeisrael.org and subscribe and follow us on social media.
And one more important thing, please share this podcast with your prayer groups, leaders, and friends. Together, we can fulfill the crucial role God has given us in his magnificent story, bringing salvation to Israel and life to the world.